Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a football Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. So we've been having a lot of conversations, especially this week, about one CJ Stroud. And I feel like it's more questions and comments about CJ Stroud than it ever was since he's been a Houston Texan. And this one kind of piqued my interest a little bit. And let me be clear, I do not want to trade C.J. Stroud or anything like that. I think.
Let me be clear.
Yeah. I'm not even really talking about this conversation or anything like that. But shout out to my dude Kev, who run the Beltway Boys page on Twitter. So he been really critical about the Texans offense and all that stuff, even C.J. Stroud to a point. And he tweeted this. He tweeted this, Texans wasted CJ rookie window, and he's not a QB who can elevate a roster, and they will pay Will Anderson Jr. This could get ugly fast. So I just kind of want to get y'all thoughts on that statement in general. Just a quick thought.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting thought. I don't agree because they're going to pay CJ Stroud. They're going to pay Will Anderson Jr. I thought based off of his rookie year and for all of the conversation about a downside last year or him kind of falling off last year, it wasn't to enough of a degree to erase what he did his rookie year. So
do you feel like his rookie window, because once he paid, that's it. But do you feel like that was kind of wasted a little bit?
Yeah, so this is year three. Technically, the rookie window is what, the first 4 years, right? Because the money wouldn't kick in until probably the fifth year.
Year five is the fifth-year option as a first-rounder, and that's a little bit more, but it's still not compared to what you would be as a top quarterback in the league. So I typically view it as the first five.
Yeah, so okay, so fine. So the first five. Yeah, I think it's way premature to say that they've wasted the rookie window, and I do not agree that they're not going to pay him. So yeah, I would not agree with that, but I understand where he's coming from.
I don't even know if he's saying that they're not going to pay him or that they will pay him. It'll just be bad.
Yeah, they're going to have to pay him and Will Anderson Jr., and that's when stuff can
– Yeah, I guess the
teams
whole –
teams could get a little tied.
Yeah, I guess I got confused by the – he's not a QB who can elevate a roster.
I think the point
and
of
so
that I, is
so – once it feels you, like you're saying
– once you get to the point where you're paying him – the whole idea of the salary cap situation is when he's when he's eating up a quarter of your salary cap, that's less money that you can distribute on those other things. So your quarterback needs to carry more of the load, elevate the roster more, and he doesn't feel, if I'm reading this text correctly, doesn't believe that CJ can do that portion of it.
In fairness, they do have, if you include, because this year's only two games in, they have three more years of his rookie of the rookie window that we're talking about. So yeah. I think it's way premature to say that.
Yeah. So how you feel about how premature it is to say this? So somebody retweeted that comment and said, trade him to Cleveland or Carolina, please. So I'm like, all right, come on now.
Wait, to Cleveland? I mean, I understand.
Cleveland or Carolina.
Cleveland has remained your mark, trademark, whenever you need to. Hey, y'all want y'all a Brock Osweiler? Come get this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you trying to get this Deshaun Watson? All right, it's all you, big fella. Yeah. Like, they have remained your mark. There's no way they do it again. Like, even let's create a alternate universe where they don't have Deshaun Watson eating up all their cap. You think they would do it again?
Wait, hold on. I'm going to get there. Because Beltway Boy, shout out to Kev, he tweeted, Browns got another 3 first-round picks they want to send us with the looking emoji. So, I this is very premature, and I said it at the beginning. I'm not interested in trading C.J. Stroud. But if it's for 3 first-round picks for the Browns, would you think about it for at least a good 20 seconds?
Yeah, I think there's almost no player out there, except for maybe some of the obvious ones, and maybe even them, that 3 first-round picks you wouldn't at least think about it and have the conversation. I'm going to land on a definitive no. That's going to be my answer. But do you think about it for 20 seconds to your question? Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty much every player.
I feel like last season, the beginning of last season, that wouldn't even be a conversation. It's like, hell no. This is our franchise quarterback right here. Nope.
I'm not doing it, to be clear. The conversation, yeah, we at least talk about that. Yeah.
No, I mean, you'd be
crazy to not talk
exactly
about it.
Yeah. No, I think it's kind of interesting because even Deshaun Watson went for 3 first-round picks and some other stuff with the off-the-field type stuff. But at least he had that 2020 season where he was like, all right, he might be something there. He that's a franchise quarterback right there. But with C.J. Stroud with the last 2 seasons, or this is very early. It could change this year. But I'm wondering, like, dang, 3 first-round picks? Can I get another mark right there?
I still think that C.J. Stroud is good enough. And I maintain this, that the whole idea and reason for getting picks like that is to get players like C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson and the way that they've spent this capital over the last several years to begin with. So, yeah, I like the idea of, you know, maybe trying to start that over. But the whole idea is to get guys like this. And I still think he's one of those guys.
Yeah, the thing with it, and I know these first 2 weeks, and I know it's not just that. Maybe you also include last year. But for the people that are feeling a little bit out on CJ, I think what they think is, all right, the ceiling isn't as high as I previously thought. For me, I'm operating a little differently. I think the ceiling is still just as high as I thought. It's just the percentage chance that he reaches that ceiling has pared back for me, if I'm going to be entirely honest. I don't know exactly what those numbers are, but to illustrate it, if I had previously thought there's a 70% chance he hits a ceiling, I've pared that back to, let's say, 50% chance, but based off what I've seen and the question that I have. But I still believe in that 50%, proverbially, he could still reach that ceiling, and that means that I still want to play in this ball game right now without getting out of it for 3 first-round
picks. But how much does that decline or that lessened belief have to do with, and this is not to not hold C.J. Stroud accountable, because I definitely think he needs to be held accountable for when he doesn't measure up, but so much of the lack of belief or lessened belief for me has less to do with him and his actual ability. I feel like I still know what kind of player he is, and more so am just dumbfounded by his circumstance and situation where it doesn't feel like they've surrounded him enough, especially when it comes to the offensive line, the situation with the play caller and the offense itself. Like, the reasons to not believe in C.J. Stroud are, like, for me, 15 to 20% C.J. Stroud at the most, and the rest of it to do with what has happened around him.
No, you're right, but the thing that I have to acknowledge, and I hate saying this because, again, life ain't fair, and sometimes the things that happen to you, a lot of times I think you know, aren't actually your fault, but you have to deal with the fallout regardless. When it comes to quarterbacks in this league, we've seen quarterbacks who I honestly, a number of them that I thought were good, but because of circumstances, they are hampered and hurt. And I think that there is something to be said about what last year looked like and at least what the possibility of this year could be depending on how they are able to answer in the next 15, 16 weeks of things plus. Could also be something that factors in lowering the possibility of hitting that ceiling that we believe for C.J. Stroud. All of this is way early, but again, this is the thing that sports fans do. We ponder and we think about it, especially when times are feeling a little low. That's when we get to doing all sorts of figuring as if we are in the chair of a GM, even though we're not. That's kind of the fun of it.
It's just kind of interesting, too, because, like I said, we right now overreacting to everything now. But we is coming to a place where he's probably going to get around $60
million. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And if this is the play you're getting from C.J. Stroud, are you cool with that? Or would you punt on him and get those three first-round picks if you can? So it kind of made me think about it a little bit. I think he's going to be good. I think they just got to get the offensive scheme together.
What are we doing here, 713?
Uh-oh.
Three firsts and a Shador would be tempting offers? Please. Please. Please.
So he could back up Davis Mills?
Be so for real right now.
It is weird to even be in a situation where he's clearly not playing well enough to where we're just secure. Think about it. Coming off that rookie year, hey, we figure, hey, we got the quarterback for the next at least decade or so, eight to 10 years at the very least. And now it's like, well, would you trade a few first round picks and start over? Huh?
Yeah. I felt like the Texans kind of got lucky on the quarterback this early.
They
because
did.
Usually it take people years to get a franchise type of quarterback.
Man, they got lucky on the whole number one pick, number two pick thing. Like people want to say, well, thank God they got the number two pick and didn't draft Bryce. That don't make what they did right. Like they should have been in the position to pick their own quarterback, number one overall, and it just so happened that they got the right one at two. But they lucked into that situation. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah, or Carolina got the wrong one,
right?
Number one,
and they got lucky because Carolina went the wrong way. Carolina should have drafted C.J. Stroud.
I love how quickly we become spoiled as sports fans, just in general.
Yeah,
because you could easily go, "Where were you 3.5 years ago?"
Yeah,
yeah.
How were you feeling?
I was on this.
You were like, "The next time I get these, I swear to God, I'm gonna appreciate them." We are this far, and we're like, "Hey, get them out of here!"
Yeah, come Shador. It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So are you guys familiar with this Apple Pay prank people been doing? So people been doing this Apple Pay prank. I don't know if you guys familiar with the sound when you use Apple Pay, sound?
Yeah, I am.
That little sound right there, that cool little.
Yeah.
That means your payment has gone through.
You just caused PTSD for someone. They started checking their wallet. Wait
a minute. Ah. Well, apparently these pranks been causing a lot of PTSDs with folks too.
Yeah.
So you have people just recording with their glasses and all that stuff, going up to people in a random Walmart and just playing that sound that I just played by somebody's phone, and people was kind of crashing out over it. Here is the first lady. She's a white lady just minding her business shopping. And the guy asked her for some money, and this is how it went.
You wouldn't happen to have
$20? No, I don't.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
No, I just need it.
Hey, somebody manage me. $20. What did you do to my phone?
It was just 20.
You better get rid of my stuff.
It was just 20.
I'm
going to give it back.
Call the police!
Yeah, that's right.
This guy just... I'm gonna give you that. Stuck it up to mine.
Hey, yo.
Call the police now.
No, I'm.
No.
I'm gonna leave.
Call somebody. You work.
I'm gonna leave.
He just stuck his phone on mine and it went ding.
Mm-hmm. And it went ding.
I do love that she had no idea how to explain that, which I understand. I feel like I would have just been like, he stole from me.
Yeah.
Right? But she was just like, the ding happened. The phone touched and the ding. And I just, somebody. Which I would have done.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. I hope I'd have been more coherent. But I would have immediately been like, no. You are not leaving. We need to make sure everything's clear here.
I'm glad you said that because she did not say, "Oh, you're not leaving anything." Let's go to a black man. This guy decided to do this to a black man.
Uh-oh.
And this is how that went.
Do you have any chance?
Any what?
Any chance?
Change?
Or like, no. Just like $20 you could donate, bro?
Nah, bro. Get the fuck up off me before I blast your ass.
I just needed $20, so my mom's sick.
Hey, bro. If my come up on that, mom, bro, don't with me.
Bro, I just needed some money.
Nah, bro, listen.
I could change it to 15. Or
turn that mother off, whatever it is.
I could change it to 15.
No. You're not leaving about this motherfucking door.
You want me to? I'll give it back.
Bro, listen.
You want me to give it back?
I'm going to be waiting at this front door.
He said, you not leaving out this store.
He also didn't understand what was happening, but he's like, what we not going to do is leave until this is figured out.
He said,
that for damn sure.
He said, get up off before I blast your ass.
Hey, whether it's a bruh, whether it's a white woman, I ain't playing that prank. Without a willing participant.
What state was this in, by the way?
I don't even know. It was all over the place.
It can't have been this great state of Texas, can't
it? Well, it might have been from that dude saying, I'm going to blast your ass.
Yeah, man.
He probably had that hammer on
him. I'm trying to say, we got open carry out here, half for a few years now. Like, everybody always had guns. Not everybody carrying them.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah, this is the last one. This is a black woman and a black man. This guy decided to do this, too.
This is the same thing, look. I bet. Thank you.
No, what the hell did you
do? No. I mean, what you just clicked on?
Nothing.
What you just clicked on? Let me see that. Bro, let me see what you just clicked on off
my
phone.
Wait, why are you making a scene, bro?
Bro, let me see what you just clicked on off my phone.
No, what you just did?
It's just like a little joke.
Let me see it.
What you just did?
Let me see it, bro, because I swear, if you done stole something, we going to have a big issue.
I'm going to just go.
No, you ain't going to go nowhere until I see what's going on.
Go get the police.
The police?
Bro, what you just clicked on her phone, bro?
I'm 16, sir.
Bro, I don't give a fuck if you're 19. It could be six.
Damn.
What you just clicked on a phone, bro?
It's a prank. It's a prank.
Bro, you about to get the prank. Ain't no prank.
Hey, man, somebody introduced this dude to the idea of a pocket rocket.
Yeah.
Man, look.
Yeah. I do love that the man in this couple, at first he seemed like he was trying to keep it cool, and you can hear the exact point when he's like, oh no, this is another level. And it was well before he started, you could tell he was mad at one point because he started saying things that didn't even make sense. He was just like, I need you to understand I'm upset. But I love that you can hear the very moment where he goes, oh no, okay, this is we have to take this to another level. This is not enough.
Yeah,
it's not
sufficient. Yeah, no, they wasn't playing around. But be careful out there, man. People don't be playing around. Like, I don't like those type of jokes
at all.
Like, dog, I'm in here probably stressed out trying to get my shopping done so I could get home. I don't need you joking around like you stealing from me, man.
I don't care if you're six. You could be 19. You could be six. You better not have stolen nothing off my Apple Pay.
Yeah, yeah, no, he wasn't having it. And by the way, before we get out of here, special salute. I got to give a special salute to Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones. So his hit record back then. It is finally platinum.
Oh, that's
it's platinum. 20 years later, this song came out in 2005. So it is finally platinum.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so salute to Mike Jones. Also, special salute. I got to give myself a little credit and my man Ryan Rocket. Tonight is the 300th episode of my podcast, Gems and Juice.
Shout out to Gems and Juice.
We made it to 300 episodes. Salute to everybody that been supporting. We've been doing this podcast since I was part of it. It was no Figgy Fig when I started this podcast. This was 2017.
Yeah.
So, salute to everybody. B. Scott was on the pod. He was a friend of the show.
For sure.
You got to get Reggie on one day. But, man, special salute.
Man, let me know.
Shout out to Gems and Juice.
I would absolutely love to join. And shout out to Mike Jones, Houston legend.
Yeah.
Getting some love, man. Getting a platinum record.
Hey, Biggie, I'm surprised you had that Jay Prince ready.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised you had that Jay Prince drop ready, baby.
Oh, yeah. Qualified.
Yeah.
All right, Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, we're getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. A football Friday, and this Friday it's out there in Sugarland, Talyard Brewing. Go out and see them. Get yourselves in the drive commemorative pint glass for Football Friday. Before we get there, though, let's draft the weekend. What are the games that we're most excited to see? We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.